Say radio news.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Bucket Strategy Investing, it is. Hosts here with Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, and yeah, we are taking your calls. How about that? So we got plenty of lines open for you right now. So if you have any questions, any money questions, strategy, whatever it is, product questions, we're here to talk to you about those. And as I said, we've opened up all the lines for you. Coming up this hour, among those emails and phone calls, and I'll give you that stuff in just a couple of seconds here, we've got some tax stuff to talk about. Not necessarily tax strategy, but some of the stuff that I started this last week, Professor, which had to do with the Americans getting an F on an income tax quiz. Not that they knew that they were taking an income tax quiz, but we'll try to get the last few questions of that. Some of these things I would give you a pass on because who really would know some of these? I mean, unless you actually worked in the industry.
Well, one of them we didn't know because it was about fostering dogs.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Did we ever find the answer to that. All right. Well, I think that was last week, middle of last week sometime. So we'll talk maybe about that coming up in just a little bit. We'll also get to, let's see, a couple of other tax things. And 10 questions financial planners wish you would ask. Wish you would ask financial planners. I don't know if all of these are necessarily... These are questions that I think competent financial planners wish you would ask.
Well, yeah, let's narrow it down to that.
Because I think there are some, and I don't like to put financial planners, I won't put them all in the same, you know... Not everybody is as scrupulous as we are here. Many of them are, if not most of them are. But there are a few that I would think if they didn't want you to ask some of these questions, I would perhaps get up and try to find myself somebody else to manage my money. Anyway, that's coming up here. And again, 877-PLANNER, our number. If you want to get in touch with the Brain Trust, 877-752-6637. We got some room for you on the phones. We can also get your email questions answered at our website, wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. See the link? Sure you do. It says find your answer, and we will get to some of those. I want to get to, in just a moment, Scotty in Little Rock, Arkansas, his email. Just sent this in. We were talking about buckets last week, so we'll get to that in just a couple of moments. But we do have some folks on hold, and we're not going to leave people on hold for too long. We're going to try not to anyway. Again, 877-PLANNER, our number. Let's see. I don't know who called first. So I guess we'll put Jim in Alexandria, Virginia up first. Hello, Jim.
Hi, gentlemen. Rick, I have a traditional IRA with both pre-tax and post-tax money in. Is there a way of taking the post-tax money out and moving it into a Roth?
Well, are you currently employed and working, or are
No.
you retired?
Retired.
No easy way. You'd have to go back and get a job,
right.
Qualify for their 401k, and roll all the pre-tax money there. Now, are you 70 and a half yet?
No.
Okay, that's
65.
Yeah, there's no easy way to do it, because any distribution, whether you take it out and spend it or you take it and roll it to a Roth IRA, is going to be a proration of pre- and post-tax money.
Right, right.
So the only way to get rid of pre-tax money
is the 401k.
Is the 401k type qualified plan rollover, or a qualified charitable distribution once you're eligible for that. That's purely pre-tax money.
Most
likely you don't want to give it all away, all the pre-tax money away.
Yeah, so there's no way getting around the pro rata.
How much of each do you have? What percentages are we looking at?
Well, I probably have over 200,000 in the traditional, and it's probably pre-tax is like 40,000.
So most of it is from...
I mean the post-tax.
The after-tax is about 40. So it's about 20% after-tax money,
right,
80%
right.
pre-tax money. That's a large enough number that I'm going to do the 8606 each year when I take money out of it.
You don't want to pay tax twice on that 40 grand.
No, I've been keeping diligent about the 8606. So
good. And then, I mean, it's not that difficult to keep track of it, but it's just one more form to file. Yeah, we've been there.
Yeah. Okay, good enough.
All right.
Right. Okay, thank you.
All right, Jim, thank you for the call. Yeah, this whole pro rata thing we were talking about last hour, and it can be kind of a hassle because you really can't get out of it until all the post-tax money is out of there, but the only way you can get all the post-tax money out of there is to take the entire IRA and
right. Unless you
pay
can
tax on it.
Find a way to transfer money into a qualified plan, which is not an IRA. It's a
401k.
401k profit-sharing plan or some plan through an employment situation. That's the only way to do it. There's no other way to get the money out of just the pre-tax money or just the after-tax money. There's no way to separate them. There are some distributions later. There's two distributions I can think of, but they're not going to be big enough to matter with this. And you have to get, one of them is the qualified distribution once you're at required minimum distribution age. You can give up to $100,000 to a charity as a qualified charitable distribution, and that comes purely from, or first from, the pre-tax area. But it would take him almost 2 years to get all the pre-tax money, and he'd have to give it away.
Yeah.
The other is if he were eligible for an HSA.
Health
savings account. He can one time use a distribution or a transfer from his IRA to a health savings account, and that comes straight from the pre-tax money as well. But that's only, depending upon marriage, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000. It's not a big number. It's not going to take away the problem he's facing. Plus, he may not be eligible for an HSA. So it's very difficult to get rid of the pre-tax money. When you have that proration in there, if you're not working, it's tough to get rid of it.
Now, this would hold true, Professor Plum, and correct me if I'm wrong. This would hold true if I have one IRA that only has post-tax money, and I have another IRA at another brokerage account, or doesn't matter, a whole separate account, a whole separate IRA with pre-tax money. If I have 40,000 of post-tax money in IRA A, and I have 160,000 of post-tax money in IRA B, I can't just go to IRA B and say, no, this is separate.
Right. The specific dollars within an IRA are not attached to whether they were pre-tax or post-tax contributions. There is no linking of a specific dollar. All they're doing, the IRS, is looking at value. What is the total amount of after-tax contributions that you've made that are still in? Now, you obviously can, if you've withdrawn some, it reduces that amount. But if you've never made any distributions, what is the total amount of after-tax contributions you've made to your IRA? They don't ask you which account it's in. And then what is the total value of all of your IRAs, SEPs, simples, all IRAs in your name? They didn't ask which account. They don't care which account. They're looking for value. What's your total value?
Mm-hmm.
What percentage of that is after tax?
Right. So in my example, if I just took $1,000 out of my, IRA B, which only has pre-tax money in it. I'm sorry.
Post-tax.
Let's go to the post-tax. If I take it out of IRA A, $1,000, which only has, which is only got post-tax money in it. Well, guess what? That $1,000 is going to be 20% tax-free and 80% taxable.
Because your particular IRA value was 20% after-tax and 80% pre-tax. And that changed. Now, what day matters? When you look at the values, what day do they base this all on? Because that's important, too. Do they base it on the beginning of the year? Do they base it on the day that I take the distribution? What day do they value this? And the date is the last day of the year. What is the value on the last day of the year? And what they do is say, okay, what's your IRA value on the last day of the year? And then add back in your conversions. Don't add back in your transfers to 401ks, but add back in your conversions. And now we can take a look at what is the value of your IRA and how much of that value is after tax. And that determines the amount of taxability on any distribution. So it's taxed the same way a distribution. The conversions and distributions carry the same exact taxability. It's just that one goes to a Roth and the other goes to you personally. And the one that comes to you personally, if you're under 59.5, we carry a penalty.
Sure, because obviously you're taking under money out before and a half. Age 59.5.
The taxable now, portion of it has a penalty.
Right. There'd be 80%. In my example, the $800 would have a penalty. Anyway, it gets a little convoluted. And interestingly, as you said, the only way to really separate those two, you can stick the 401k crowbar in between the two.
Right.
And you can take the post-tax money, put it somewhere else, personally, and take the pre-tax money and put it into your 401k, assuming your 401k administrator allows for that to happen.
But rolling it into your SEP, that doesn't help at all, because a SEP
is
an IRA. The money is sitting in an IRA. The only thing the SEP does is allows a business, maybe your business, to contribute to the IRA instead of, you know, just limiting it to the individual putting money in the IRA. Once the money's in there, though, it's
an
IRA.
Right.
Same thing with a simple IRA. Now, there is such a thing as a simple 401k. They came out, you know, in 1998. I've never seen one. I don't know of anybody who's ever actually established a simple 401k. There are solo 401ks and other things, but simples, no. Simples in the forms that I've always seen them are IRAs. And they're IRAs for this purpose as well.
Yeah, and simple is an actual acronym.
Yeah, it doesn't mean they're actually simple.
No, it doesn't.
Savings incentive match plan for employees. Yeah, they worked hard on that one.
Sure they did, yeah. They had to come up with something that sounded simple, but it's not. Anyway, so those are the rules. All right, Jim, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Hey, we got, just a couple folks just hung up, so give us a call back. We'll get to everybody if you call now. We got some lines open for you. We'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. Phone lines open at this number, 800-877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. We'll also get to some of those emails right there at our website, wealthed.com. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, coming right back.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Hi, this is John Taffer from Bar Rescue. I've worked with over 1,000 restaurants, so I know firsthand what it's like to need extra funding to buy equipment or to manage cash flow gaps. I even had to sell ownership in a restaurant because I didn't have the capital I needed at the time. With Cabbage, you don't have to be in that position. Cabbage offers lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and you'll get a decision right away. I signed up in a few simple steps and had funding in minutes. Since Cabbage is a line of credit, you can take the exact amount you need when you need it. You never have to reapply to take additional loans, and you'll only pay for the funds you use. Cabbage has helped more than 100,000 businesses from every industry with over $3 billion in funding. Cabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and was named the Forbes Top 100 Company twice in a row. Whether you own a restaurant or any type of small business, get started at cabbagewithak.com/owner or call 855-CABBAGE, K-A-B-B-A-G-E.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
This is the best of the Bucket Strategy Investing Program. The sound of the brain trust. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Actually, this is Sound of Philadelphia, right?
Yeah, this is TSOP.
Yeah, all right. Lost my mind for just a moment. Anyway, it is Bucket Strategy Investing. Thanks, one and all, for joining us. And we have emails to get to here as well. So if you want to call, we have room on the phones for you. If you want to email us, you can do so at our website, wealthed.com. 877-PLANNER, our number, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Scotty in North Little Rock, Arkansas. I'm bucketized. I'm beginning to implement value averaging. Well, we need to talk about that again. If my target is 8%, is that 8% of the total or just bucket number 3? And he wants to know, what's the best way to, quote, skim off the top? Well, we should maybe explain about value averaging for just a moment, Professor Plum.
Well, when we're talking about value averaging in buckets, it has to do with the fact that we have bucket number 1, which is a low volatility, high liquidity, a bucket that we're going to take distributions from. It's very unlikely, extremely unlikely, that in today's world, bucket number 1 assets would be anywhere near 8%. And so usually we're looking at 2%, 2-3% and hopeful in that area. High liquidity, low or no volatility does not get you huge rates of return, but it keeps you from losing when the markets go down too. So we want to have that distributable event availability there. Bucket number 2 is a moderate portfolio. And bucket number 3, and they're managed as separate entities. And so we look at them separately. So we don't look at the entire portfolio as a whole to determine when we're going to value average, because what we're doing is we look at the long-term growth bucket number 3, and when it's higher than expected, and if 8% was your barometer, if it was up 10, 12, 15%, we skim off the top of that bucket and move it into one of the other buckets. So if you're looking at the entire portfolio, there's no place to put it if you skim it off the top other than just cash, which is kind of what bucket number 1 is anyway. So we're looking from bucket to bucket. We're looking to try to find opportunistic times to sell when the long-term growth area, that long-term growth bucket, bucket number 3, the characteristics there are high potential volatility, better than inflation type returns, a diversified portfolio or however you want to manage for growth, but it's pretty much pure equities. It will be higher or lower than expected because that's what happens in the stock market. And so when it's much higher than expected, we pull some off the table and move it to some of the other more safe, less volatile areas.
In other words, you sell off those assets is what you do.
So how do you go about skimming off the top? Well, hopefully you have an allocation in bucket number 3. This is where asset rebalancing and things of that nature actually does come into play, where you have a specific growth allocation, what percentage value, growth, whatever. And when you pull money out of it to value average, you just shrink the dollars in each of the pieces of the pie or rebalance it to wherever you want it to be, pull off the top and make sure you stay in balance in that area. You don't rebalance the entire portfolio so much as you keep that long-term growth in good working order, skim off the top and move it to something safer. If the bucket number three is down and you want to value average into it, you take money out of the safe area that didn't drop and buy into the down market. Now, is that the best time to buy? Probably not. It could go down again tomorrow. Just like if you're skimming off the top, it could go up again tomorrow.
Which means it's not, by the way, market timing.
It's not market timing.
It's house cleaning.
The best of, you know, tie. It's not the top. We're not trying to pick the top of the market. We're not trying to pick the bottom of the market. We're trying to pick opportunistic times within the cycles that the markets go through. They go up and they go down. They go up and they go down. It's a lot better to sell when you're way ahead of where you thought you would be than to wait for it to finish its cycle and be back to average or lower, for that matter. Now, taxes may be a consideration. If you have a personal account, you have to understand that taxes are a byproduct of appropriate value averaging. You're selling when it's up. You're selling when it's higher. But I would make the contention that paying taxes on gains is better than not having gains to pay taxes on. I'd rather pay taxes and keep my gains, or what's left of them after the taxes, than to worry about it going down in value and not having to pay taxes at all because have any gains left. And I've unfortunately seen this more than once where somebody wanted to wait for maybe a year or till the end of a year holding period to get the long-term capital gain rates. And lo and behold, they were at 8 months and they had a good gain going, and at 12 months, now they didn't have to pay the short-term capital gains tax anymore.
Because there was no gain.
Because they didn't pay any gain tax at all because they were back to where they started with. This was actually, the one I'm thinking of was 2011. Now I know why. First 4 months of 2011 was up 8%. The entire year was flatter than flat. It was 0% rate of return entire year. So it went down 8% in the last eight months of the year.
Yeah.
Just the S&P 500 we're talking about.
Yeah, and I can understand maybe you think, oh, I got to hold on. That's a gamble that you might want to take.
And it is a gamble. And so you just have to know.
No, going in,
what
it is. Right. Now, how do you determine, though? How do you determine when to do this value averaging? Because, you know, you might have wanted to be up. You might have been happy with 8% for the year. Let's say your bucket three, 8%. And let's say it's August or September, and somehow you're up 12%. You've had a pretty good year. I mean, is that the starting point? Is 9% the point where you pare back?
That's the hard part of the value averaging. And when we're looking at bucket number three, the amount of excess gains that are required to prompt me into selling, it's based on how long have I had that bucket number three. In 1 year, I got to be up a lot more than expected to value average. And I don't have a specific number on that. But the longer I go on bucket number three, the shorter my trigger will be. If I expected eight, and after 7 years, I'm up 10 on average, which there's a nice excess cash flow or excess cash value there. Yeah, I might do it at 10 at that point. But at 10 after 1 year, no, I'm not going to do it. And that's why value averaging is not an automatic issue. It is something to identify where we are, monitor, and then make a decision. But if I'm up 30%, yeah, I'm taking some off the table. If I'm up 10%, probably not on a one-year basis.
Yeah. Now, over the course of many years, if you haven't done it, then maybe it's time. And one of the nice things about this, what we call value averaging, which is taking money off the top when you're higher than you expected to be over a certain period of time, and then adding money back in when you're underperforming.
That's harder.
Well, that's harder to do, but you've got the money off to the side. You're supposed to have the money off to the side to fill it up. What this does is it forces you to do two things: buy low, sell high, which is exactly the opposite of what most people's intuition is.
Well, what most people will do is when the market is going up, that's when they want to buy. They didn't buy before. They waited until the market was on fire. And then when the markets decline, they wait until the markets are, you know, horrible, and then they capitulate and say, oh, I can't handle anymore, I get out. And they sell low. That is, study after study after study has shown that the average investor, whether it be in mutual fund stocks or whatever, does not do as well as the market as a whole. The average investor in a specific mutual fund does not do as well as the mutual fund. And it's not because of taxation. It's because of buying in at the wrong time, getting out at the wrong time. Buying in after the returns, a lot of the returns have already been achieved, selling out.
It was be greedy when others are fearful and fearful when others are greedy.
I think it was
Warren Buffett who said that. Sure. I mean, when you have everybody who's just begging to sell, you could be the two standing there with orders saying, now, now.
Thank you, Billy Ray.
Thank you. Yes, yes. Thank you very much.
Oh, I love that scene.
How that works. All right, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Emails, phone calls, etc. When we come back, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Bucket Strategy Investing.
Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Because financial needs and goals evolve as life goes on, you need an investment strategy that's adaptable over time. Since its inception, the Lucia Capital Group Bucket Strategy has been refined and enhanced to address many of your changing needs, creating additional opportunities for managing your long-term buckets, options to incorporate non-correlated investments, access to investments to help you manage the risk of outliving your money, and ways to invest for tax efficiency. The Bucket Strategy has a simple structure designed for your income needs today and the potential for growth tomorrow, and is fully customized for each investor. Find out how a Bucket Strategy can be created just for you, then adapted to align with your goals over time. Schedule a complimentary consultation at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or go to LuciaCap.com, LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
With Quicken Loans, the outdated and complicated mortgage process is a thing of the past. Our simple process helps you understand all the details so you can be confident that you're getting the right mortgage. Take your mortgage to the next level and call 800-QUICKEN or go completely online with Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. No matter how you prefer to work with us, we've got what you need to get you through the mortgage process with ease. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance, now is the time. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.23%. Call 800-QUICKEN or get started online at rocketmortgage.com. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
You're listening to the best of the Bucket Strategy Investing Show.
Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Can we ever figure out who Mr. Soul actually is?
I didn't know we were looking.
Mr. Soul to you and me? No, I don't know. I'm just kidding. I was explained at one point by Ben Stein.
You know, the lyrics?
Yes, the lyrics. As I had said, yeah, everybody hears the lyrics to Mr. Soul, but they don't have any idea what it means. He says, oh, yes, I can tell you exactly what it means.
He's a huge fan.
He is a huge fan. Yeah, really really explained that to me. So anyway, that's neither here nor there. 877-PLANNER, our number. We have room on the phones for you. 877-PLANNER. Of course, tax time well behind us, although some people can still file their taxes.
Is tax time ever really behind us?
Well, it's not, and that's part of the point. That's part of the reason I'm bringing this up, because really you need to be thinking about taxes at certain points throughout the year. You can't let things get out of hand. In other words, if you wind up owing too much money in April, doggone it, you should do things like increase your withholding.
Or if you're scrambling in January or February, March, April to get your taxes done because you can't find all your slips and your receipts, your car registration, your donations, the little things they get from, you know, just do something about it so you don't have, it's real easy. Get a file. When you come home from the Goodwill, Salvation Army, whatever it is,
Remember those pieces of paper that you stuck in a little manila?
And I can't remember what I... When was the date? What was I doing? You know, when you pay your car registration, put a little note in your file.
That's all you got to do.
It makes life a lot easier when you do your taxes.
It sure does. Now, we had a couple of... there was this... I still have three questions left, and I'm going to do them here because I think I did this last week at this time, so I'll just use the same audience for this. Where Americans got an F on an income tax quiz. We will give them a pass on some of them, as I said earlier, because, I mean, how would you know some of this stuff unless you actually worked in the business? One of them kind of stumped us a little bit, and so I thought I'd bring that up first. We had a question, though. The question was, if you foster a pet from a nonprofit charitable organization, can you claim a tax deduction?
And they gave us a multiple choice answer. Thankfully.
Yes. One was yes, but you can only write off certain items like food, shelter, and medical expenses.
Ding, 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 ding. Where? Where?
The other one was not true. You cannot write off all expenses, and you...
I had to look it up.
Well, yeah, and you know, 45% actually got the right answer, and I think that's just maybe probably from guessing. Some of them didn't even know what fostering a pet was.
It sounded reasonable, but I didn't know, and I think we guessed at that one, but we weren't sure. Then we looked it up, I mean, but still.
Well, yeah. Of course. No. So if you are fostering a pet from a nonprofit charitable organization, you can write off certain items like food, shelter, medical expenses. Can't write off...
When they say shelter, they don't mean write off your house. They mean write off the doghouse you bought for the animal.
Right, or if you happen to buy a little cage for it, you can do that. I mean, just little things. It's not going to add up to much. Okay, so three other questions on this. And let's see if these are stuff people should know or not. Question number 8 out of 10. Said, which of the following is tax deductible? A, gambling losses. B, sex reassignment surgery. C, babysitting. If you're a parent doing charity work, that's they clarified that. Tax deductible. D, all of the above, or E, none of the above.
I have to go with D.
You would say all of the above.
Mm-hmm. But the problem is gambling winning or losses.
Are only deductible against
gambling winnings.
Right.
So you could make an argument that that's not really deductible because nobody wins, or very few people do. But the reality is they can be. Not always, but they can be deductible.
Now, I wonder, how do you... by the way, only 39% of the people got the right answer on that one. That's a little on the trickier side. How do you document gambling losses?
Well, if you're a player, they keep track of it for you.
But you got to have the little card, and if you're
you keep
throwing
on there.
Stuff in a slot machine, I mean, how are they going to keep track of that? You go from table to table.
A lot of that's done on the card now. You don't even
It really does. But not everybody.
But I know a gentleman who at the local casinos told me towards the end of tax time a year ago that he might have a tax issue because he had $170,000 of gambling winnings.
Yes,
he hit a big one.
Woo!
And as it ferreted down, and he got his stuff from the casino, because he always did it at one casino, and he gets comped a lot of rooms now. He didn't have a game
because of all the losses. Of course, that's what happens. I mean, you might get a $170,000 game, but at what cost? Maybe $200,000 of losses. Anyway, okay, so you can write all that stuff off.
That's my guess.
Okay, all right. Why didn't they didn't give us the?
But I think that the one that would throw it out. I don't know if babysitting when you're doing charitable work counts. I'm pretty sure about the second one.
Yeah, so which would mean
The way they asked the first one, ask the first one again, gambling losses, gambling winnings?
Gambling losses.
Well, technically, if you don't have winnings, gambling losses are not deductible. So in that case, it would only be B.
The sex reassignment surgery, which you're sure is?
In today's world, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, that's question number 8. Again, 877
Planner. Because that's no longer elective.
It's no longer what?
Elective.
Oh, it's not.
You're being put back to the way you believe God intended you.
Oh, okay. See, I've been out of it. I did not know that. Okay, question number 9. Which of these is the worst mistake? What?
Listening to us on tax advice?
No, come
these
on.
Fringe peripheral issues?
Which of these is the worst mistake? A, if you owe, not filing your taxes by the deadline.
That's a problem.
Or B, there are four of them. B, filing but not paying your taxes by the deadline.
Okay.
C, you are owed a refund but you file late.
Okay.
Or D, you are owed a refund but you don't file at all. Now, only 36% got the right answer. If you're owed a refund, heck.
Whether you file or don't file, it's the same thing.
It doesn't matter. I mean, if you wait more than 3 years, you're never going to get that money back.
Right. I mean, until you file, there's no penalty. Other than you don't have your money, that's a big enough penalty.
Right. So one of the two, file if you owe, but
filing
not,
late will at least get you your money. Never filing, you give up the refund.
Right. Now, if you do owe taxes, filing late it carries
5% per month.
A big penalty up to of what you owe.
Yeah, 25%.
Up to 25%.
And interest.
Right. Oh, yeah. The penalty is the 5% per month plus interest and however they figure that.
But if you file and don't pay, you don't have the penalty. You just get the interest.
Right, yeah. Now, if you do file but you don't pay, they have ways. See, the reason they do that,
they have ways of making you pay.
They really do. They have ways of making you pay and or at least requesting that you pay. You can do on a payment plan.
You can request when you file if you can't afford to pay the bill that's due. You can request a payment plan at that point, and that solves a lot of the problems other than the fact that you can't pay. But it solves a lot of the costs involved with that. It's much better to do that than to not do anything.
Oh, sure. Yeah, because if you don't do anything, you're only inviting trouble, and that's trouble with a capital T. And
it's trouble with a capital IRS.
Well, no, that's true. And you don't want that kind of trouble, believe me, because they can go back many, many years. If you haven't filed for the last 15 years and you owed money, they're not just going to stop at the last three. They're going to keep going back.
We can't amend a return past 3 years, but they can.
Well, they can go back and say, you owe money, here's your bill.
Yes.
Okay, finally, number 10 here, the last question, where Americans, I said at 36% got that right answer, that last one, by the way.
Okay.
That's a little troubling. Number 10. If your exemptions and withholdings are correct, your tax refund should be...
What? Okay, go ahead.
Okay. If your exemptions and withholding are correct, what should your tax refund be? $2,500 or more?
On what?
Hold on. You'll get this. Should your refund be $1,500 to $2,500? Should your refund be $500 to $1,500? Or should it be as close to zero as possible?
From their standpoint,
if your exemptions and withholdings are correct,
if from their standpoint it should be as close to zero as possible, but on the positive side. But there are times when you may want to manipulate your tax return to do something else, and then it's whatever you manipulate it to be.
Of course. So the answer they're looking for is as close to zero as possible. And now they said 56% got the right answer. I would claim, Professor Plum, as you are right now, that that is a subjective answer.
All of them. I mean, a lot of them are.
Well, no, not all of them. Some of them are
some are pretty straightforward.
Yeah,
I think, I mean, but the idea is you don't want to owe very much, if anything, when you file your tax return. And generally, especially in today's world, but even more so back when we could earn money in money market accounts and things, you don't want to get huge refunds, generally. There's always an exception to almost every rule out there, especially in financial planning. But in general terms, you want to about break even, get a small refund. You don't want a huge refund unless you have a purpose. And there are times when it comes in handy, when you've planned it out that way. Gee. Not accidentally getting a big refund. But, of course, that feels good when you get the refund, but imagine what it would have felt like if you gotten the money all through the year.
The thing is, many people don't even notice it throughout the year.
Right.
That's the thing.
And that's why...
If you don't care, if you would rather use this as some kind of a savings vehicle...
Or to
force you into saving it so that you can buy the thing that you want to buy later on.
I've done both of those.
I've done that, too. And it's been a while since I got a refund. But back when I used to get a refund, I would love it because I'm telling you, I would get $3,000 to $4,000. This was years ago. $3,000 to $4,000 as a refund. And
found
I was asked
money.
That question. I was saying, keep that money during the year. No, I probably would have spent it.
$250 a month
check.
Wouldn't have been there at the end of the year.
Exactly. It's kind of like a bonus, isn't it? At least that's how it was. So there you go. Okay, well, we've got some trivia coming up. What's happening on this program tomorrow? I don't know. Well, we'll talk about that. Take more of your phone calls if you call 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind, hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Hi, this is John Taffer from Bar Rescue. I've seen firsthand what restaurant owners can do with the capital to manage cash flow gaps. Cabbage is so important. Cabbage provides lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and get a decision right away. Withdraw funds without reapplying. I signed up and had a decision in minutes. Cabbage has helped over 100,000 small businesses from every industry. Get started at cabbage.com/owner or 855-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
After over 2,000 games played and 400-plus runners thrown out, my achy joints and muscles are never-ending. I'm Johnny Bench, and when I need a soothing, I turn to the Blue Emu family of products. They are made with real emu oil. They're odor-free, non-greasy, and they can be used daily. Don't let the others fool you with their curveballs. Hear it from a Hall of Famer and hit a fastball with the Blue Emu family of products. They work fast, and you won't stink.
Available in stores nationwide.
This is the best of the Bucket Strategy Investing Program.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. 877-PLANNER, our number. If you're so inclined to call, we only have just a few minutes left in the program, but we'll make room for you. And emails, which we'll get to in just another moment or two, at our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Whatever's coming up in the program tomorrow, I don't know. I lost my sheet, so I don't have Just be surprised, folks. Be surprised with whatever happens to come up. I'm getting a little behind on the topics here. Going to have to start cranking out some of the topics a little faster than I am. So anyway, tune in tomorrow, and you're going to get some stellar programming on this program at that time. We have time to do, of course, yes, we do, to do the trivia. I skipped it the last couple days. I don't want to do that today. This coming to us, once again, from the Internal Revenue Service. You know those fine people.
Infernal.
To collect your taxes.
They are just the collection agency. So when you're mad about your taxes, get mad at Congress, not the collection agency.
I guess so. Okay, well, dig this, folks. The 6.22 million tax returns from 2014. So this, you know, that's the data we have. 6.22 million tax returns from 2014 that reported at least $200,000 of adjusted gross income represent 4.2% of all returns filed. They received 34.2% of all AGI nationwide, and they paid 58.2% of all federal income tax that was paid nationally in 2014. So if you made more than $200,000 of AGI, your federal income tax was almost 60% of the entire federal income tax that was...
Well, we have a progressive system. People that make more pay a larger percentage of that income in taxes than people that make less. And this kind of shows that.
Yeah.
32% of the income paid 58% of the taxes.
Well, and of course, that's not, I would venture a guess is to say that most of those folks are not at the $200,000 or $250,000 range.
A good chunk of it are in the $200,000 to $300,000 range.
I think the bigger chunk is probably between about $300,000 and $500,000.
To be in the top 1%, you're talking about 3% is in that 200 to 300 range.
Yes.
2% is above 300, 1% is above 450, 485.
Right. So I think the number, when you say, well, 200,000, I mean, that's decent, but that's
still a lot of taxpayers in the $200,000 range. When you get up into the 1%, you're closer to $500,000.
Yes, and that's why I think that number of 58.2% is as high as it is, because it includes all those people that were making way, way, way more than that.
Yeah, but I think that the top 1% paid like 40% or so.
Right, yes. And so that's what? What did we say that the top 1% was?
Well, in 14, I think it was 484.
Yeah, so those between, say, $300,000 and $500,000 or more are responsible for most of that.
Well, they're responsible for like 20% of the
of the
income.
58.2%. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Point is that our progressive tax system means that the more you make, the more you're going to wind up paying.
Not just in a sheer dollar amount, but as a percentage of that income as well.
Correct.
At least that's the way it's supposed to work.
That's just income taxes. Now, we have certain regressive taxes like the FICA tax, which hurts the people at the bottom end.
Or the new gas tax in our state.
Or the new gas tax or sales tax. I mean, yeah. Sales tax oftentimes. Anyway, okay, so there's your trivia for today. I got time for one quick email here. And we're going to, let's see, Jasmine in Kopalea, Hawaii. I live in Hawaii, but I own a rental property in California. I was told I can set up an LLC in Hawaii for the property, but I still have to register it in California and pay a tax of $800 a year. Is that true?
That is true. For the LLC, the limited liability company, to be recognized in the state of California, it has to be registered in the state of California. And the property is in California, so California courts have said that the limited liability company doesn't exist if it's not registered here. And when you register an LLC here, there is a minimum tax of $800. And so, unfortunately, that's the way it works. Doesn't matter where you are a resident of. You can create LLCs in any state, but to have it effective in certain states, California being one of them, you have to register it in California. And when you register in California, you pay the $800 a year, per year. Now, other states, I think Texas may be like $25 or $50 a year to have it registered there. Nevada is fairly inexpensive. But if you have a California property and you create an LLC in another state, that doesn't do you any good in California for California liability laws.
Now, is this true for every state, or is this unique to, say, a state like California?
Well, you pretty much, if you have a property in a state that you're not a resident of, where you create the LLC, whether it's a Delaware LLC, a Nevada LLC, or whatever LLC, most of the time, and I don't know for a fact, but I think it's every state, you need to still register it in that state where the property is domiciled. And so, but many states are, you know, like I said, $25, $50. That's not a big deal. $800 is getting a bigger deal. You want to register it in the state of where the property is domiciled.
Yeah, and the limited liability company, if you happen to own rental property, as Jasmine does, is an important component of that.
It works well.
It works well. Now, it does not take the place of insurance. We would suggest that if you are a landlord, you own a property somewhere, no matter where it happens to be.
Oh, you have
that
to have
you
insurance.
You don't use a limited liability company to replace whatever insurance that you might have.
Insurance is the first step. Remember, an LLC does not actually protect the property from you losing the property. You could still lose the property because it's inside the LLC if somebody were to sell you. You want insurance. Insurance is the first and primary focus. LLC is secondary. But an LLC is designed to protect everything else you own outside of the LLC. The LLC does not protect what's in the LLC. Insurance does that. So you want the insurance and the LLC. You want it all coordinated. That's where you want to talk to a good property and casualty insurance mm-hmm. agent and do things the right way.
Yeah, which is why a question like that is important to somebody who might own, let's say you own three or four properties and in a state like California that Jasmine was mentioning here, if it's going to cost you $800 a throw, some people say, well, I'll put two or three properties under one limited liability company. Well, that can be something of a risk, of a gamble.
Well, remember I said things that are inside the LLC are not protected because they're part of the... So if I put in rentals into there, I could lose all three rentals
exactly.
If I had a bad lawsuit.
It's like the cone of silence.
Like there's a good lawsuit?
Well, I guess if you're on the winning side, it is.
Okay.
But it's like a cone of silence over you. You know, whoever's under the cone of silence is going to get, you know, hearing damage from talking. But if you're outside, you're going to be perfectly fine.
Thank you, Max.
Yeah, exactly. It never worked right, did it? But an LLC could help you out. Oh, we're out of time. Okay, if you're on hold, hang on. Professor Plum will be more than happy to talk to anybody sitting there, and we'll get to your question. If you need the brain trust, you want to talk to Professor Rick Plum or any Lucia Capital Group advisor off the air about your retirement plan, about your bucket strategy, get one. 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. The offer number at Lucia Capital Group. For Professor Rick Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.